We're three's us, there's three of us. We're weird as f***ing, that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
Welcome to the Three's Us podcast, everyone, and especially warm hello to those listeners who are currently in the bathroom.
Yeah.
This episode is dedicated and brought to you by our bathroom listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you guys
Make so sure
much
to elevate
for
your feet.
Yeah, elevate your feet. It'll help.
Mm-hmm. We were chosen as this year's number one podcast to listen to when you shit.
Number one for number two.
I don't know why. Well, this has nothing to do with it, but I was thinking about this earlier. So in football and other sports, I guess, but in football, it's a very common metric. But do you guys know about the 40-yard dash?
Yeah,
it sounds pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, it's literally just how fast can you run 40 yards, which is 120 feet. They use it in the football combine to kind of measure like a player's speed and acceleration, stuff like that.
You get a running start, right? Or do you not?
No, you don't. It's like a track.
You don't get a running start.
Yeah, it's okay, like a cool track start.
That's a good time.
A good time for like a professional athlete's like 4.4.
Yeah, I could do that.
Like 4.4 seconds. Yeah.
Yes.
For 120 feet. I think
10 yards a second.
Yeah. And for basically, I think like some of the larger, like the offensive linemen who are like 6'5", 300 pounds, they're like, I think their times are more around like the 5, but they're still running
in 5 seconds as like a 300 pound person.
It might be a little higher. It might be 5.5 or something, but
I don't care. Under like 8 is like,
wow. Oh yeah. A lot of it might also be like stride too, because they probably have really like pretty decently long legs at that point.
Well, what's the angle here, Danny? Why do you want us to run a 40-yard dash?
Well, it's just because I was curious, because I feel like a lot of people, similarly to how like I think we've had this conversation about how a lot of men think they can land a plane somehow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
You know that? Yeah. I think a lot of
this
people,
is not one of those things for me, at least.
Yeah. A lot of people, I think, also think they can run a 40-yard dash much faster than they actually can.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the like Olympic qualifier like sprint heat that
did they have a normal guy in there?
Well, it was a women's event, and they had like a regular woman in there because there was like some kind of corruption issue in Somalia's like Olympic committee selection process, so just like some government official's daughter was running it and obviously she got smoked. But like it looks like an absolute tragedy just from the starting block.
There was like one Olympic swimming event where somehow everybody else got disqualified except for like one person from Africa that was like just there because like they needed people to go there or something like that. So it was just the entire stadium like hoping that he'll finish the race.
Yeah, like don't die.
Just like seeing
and he's,
if
like,
he'll give
visibly
up.
Visibly struggling, like, oh man. But I think he did finish it. It was dope. Yeah, it was really funny.
See, the thing is, I wouldn't want to qualify at that point because, like, congratulations, you've earned the opportunity to just get absolutely embarrassed, like, next time you are doing this event.
Right. Yeah. And also, like, I mean, yeah, like, I don't even know how many, like, I don't know how many laps in an Olympic-sized pool I could even do, you know, if not just like literally two, maybe. I don't know.
Do you think that
or like those Filipino dive team?
The qualifiers were, it was two people who like kind of knew how to dive but weren't good, and the dives were like zeros. I don't know why I thought of that, but I thought it's kind of like a silly, like I think I could do a 40-yard dash maybe in 6.5 seconds, 7 seconds maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, for me, I was going to say like 100.
100 seconds.
Give me a day.
I'll get back to you tomorrow on that.
Mason takes like a step every like 15 minutes. Yeah. So I have a shout out because actually, so this is, it's a little bit after, but this was kind of around the time of, you know, Spotify Wrapped, right? We kind of had our Spotify Wraps, and people have their, you know, like you can see kind of what your podcast behavior is. We got a few different people reaching out saying that we are in their top podcasts that they listen to. in 2023. And one of them is the Depressed Ravenclaw.
What's up, Depressed Ravenclaw?
Yeah, yeah. Depressed Ravenclaw says, "Hey, Threesis Nation, just wanted to let you know that according to my Spotify Wrapped, I am a top 1% listener to the Threesis podcast."
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and they said, which isn't surprising because I listen to it when I do homework and I have way too much of that stuff.
Such a Ravenclaw.
I know, yeah, yeah. Such a depressed Ravenclaw.
Yeah, such a depressed Ravenclaw. What do you think
is the minutes amount that they spent listening
for
to
the
Threesis?
Year?
Yeah.
Oh, like about as many as it takes me to run 40 yards.
So a day, yeah.
In a year, we make 50-ish podcasts, and each podcast, let's call it half an hour.
Yeah.
Which is conservative. It's more than that.
So like 26 hours of, or sorry, yeah, 26 hours of content, basically.
Let's go 30.
1,500.
1,500 hours. Let's do it.
1,500 minutes. Yeah. 1,500 minutes is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Would you believe me if I told you that this screenshot says you've listened for 39,500 minutes?
Wait.
How?
That's
like just repeating
that's
them
like
over
one,
and over again.
Yeah, that's like a 20th of the year or something.
Ravenclaw, I think we just figured out why you're depressed.
I feel like they probably just loop it in the background, literally just because I don't think you can actively listen to our podcast for 39,000 minutes because that's like what? How many? I mean, I can't do the math, but that's like multiple runs through all of our episodes. Mm.
That's a lot.
So we have 39,500 minutes. They're clearly a 1% fan at that point.
Yeah.
Possibly the number one at that, and then, but here, check this out. Also crazy. Isabel Dingus.
Isabel Dingus.
Pronounced Dingus. Yeah, it is Dingus. She sent me her screenshot. 38,300.
Oh, let's
so,
go.
Oh, my Lord.
Literally. I know, just behind.
Who can top the Dingus?
And then this is more of what I expected. Yeah. Well, clearly the depressed Ravenclaw can. This is more of what I expected. This is Zach. Zach did 1,309 minutes, which is still a top 18% fan.
Right.
But, yeah. I mean, that
1,300
like,
minutes is like more like what I assume.
1,800 minutes is like what I thought our most devoted fans do.
Mm-hmm.
More or less. And I guess someone's getting lapped by a factor of 13 or something.
Yeah. It's crazy. I can only imagine it's just on in the background a lot. But anyway, thank you all so much for sending that. Yeah.
You must be someone who like when you stop like actively listening, you just like go to a different room. But like the Spotify scrubber is still playing, even if it's not playing through speakers or anything.
Yeah. I mean, because
or at least that's what I tell myself at night to not be scared of you.
Right. I mean, my combined listenership this year on Spotify between podcasts and music was like 32,000 minutes. So the fact that this person did more than that of just Threesis is mind boggling.
Yeah. Well, to be clear, we've been joking a lot about this, but we are very grateful to have your ears for so many minutes.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Depressed Ravenclaw and Isabella Dingus. And anyone who's lost months of their life to us.
Sorry for your loss and also thank you.
Thank you for your loss. I mean, never have I ever listened to that much Threesis.
Right.
But
so
and I've listened more than the average person.
Yes.
But,
yes.
I'm
now going to I propose that we play a quick round of Never Have I Ever or if you guys don't have any good ones, just like I don't generally blank works too. or I don't like blank or whatever. We don't. Like, you know, in your imagination, just put up three fingers or whatever and put it down if you do the thing that I say. I'm going to kick us off with Never Have I Ever Been the New Kid at School.
Ooh, I think Daniel has, right? Yeah.
Wow, even when you first started?
Yeah.
I mean, then everyone's the new kid, though.
I guess I did join a kindergarten class like part of the way through the school year in my early days. But like it's there. Everyone's five, you know, so there was no sense of new kid. So I've never had the new kid experience. Have either
fine.
Of you?
I guess.
Yeah. Daniel was for sure a new kid.
Yeah. So, Daniel, you were how often, like how many times were you the new kid in school?
The only notable one is when I first moved to California. Mm-hmm. It was my senior year of high school.
Mm, yeah.
It was pretty rough. Like, right, who right. senior year of high school, you know?
Was it tough in that it felt like everyone was not interested in making new friends anymore? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, because mm-hmm. when it's the beginning, when you're first going into high school, you're, like, making new friends and talking to people. But then by the senior year, you're not, like, making new friends and talking to people, really, because, like, you already know everybody.
Sure.
And so I was just kind of sitting there by myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Never have I ever been in a relationship where we were or I was comfortable farting around the other person.
Oh, that's been every one of my relationships.
That's yeah, how, yeah.
I knew I'd get Mason at least.
I don't think there's like anyone in my life who I am not comfortable farting around at all, even.
Oh. Do you have like lady friends where you think it would be a little
actually,
odd
yeah,
for you
you're
to,
right.
Like,
that's not entirely yeah. true. Like, I think if I'm hanging out with a female friend and we don't necessarily like know each other that well yet.
You want to start ripping ass.
Yeah, yeah. I don't do that. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really, I've done it plenty of times on accident.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I do. I think I've mentioned this before about how like sometimes when I like sit on the toilet to like pee, if I'm doing that, I just will start to fart. Mm. And I don't really know how to, I don't know how to control it. Sometimes it just kind of happens. Because I think that like once you relax your body to pee, you also kind of relax what stops your farts from coming out.
It's very deep.
I think if you cared enough to never fart, you could find a way.
Yeah,
but there's a will. I also feel like right. there's something good about not caring that much.
Oh yeah, yeah. My roommate Michael and I, shout out Michael. We now do this thing that we saw on TikTok where it was like a boyfriend and a girlfriend, and the boyfriend just whips out his
phone
and
fart?
Just says, "Yes, guess my fart."
I yeah. know about guess the fart.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
and
funny.
Michael and I do yeah, that now. Like yeah, that. Where it's, you have to try and guess the fart sound.
I like
yeah.
that a lot.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty fun game for me in particular because I prided myself in having some pretty accurate and good sounding farts for like I can make some good
yeah,
mouth
Danny
fart
Danny means
noises.
Like he's good at imitating fart sounds. He doesn't mean that like he has a rich arsenal yeah, yeah. of butt fart sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
It really depends on
Which
how you hold
be
your cheeks, you know?
A wild thing to brag
Oh, yeah,
about.
Yeah. yeah. But yeah, I've only accidentally farted in front of my current girlfriend, Hannah, so yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Never have I ever seen the Godfather movies.
I actually haven't either.
Oh, shoot.
I guess I've seen the first one really long time ago, but all three of us are definitely not Godfather connoisseurs.
Yeah, yeah. That's like one of the
I thought that might be.
That's
one
of the classics that I have yet to see.
Never have I ever refused to try a food that was offered to me.
Oh, refused.
Wow.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Have you ever been offered like a food and you're like as a novelty thing, like you haven't tried it before and you're like, no.
Oh yeah, probably. I'm sure with certain seafood, I think I've been like, I'm sorry, even though this has never been something I've tried, I don't think I would like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I've definitely done that. I think I did that with, when I was in the Philippines, they have like a delicacy there that is, I think it's called balut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's what is it? It's like
a duck embryo.
And I yeah. did
no,
not.
It's a duck egg that
it's
is
a partially
fertilized.
Developed duck embryo. Yeah.
I did not eat it. And,
I've never been offered that one.
Yeah.
I will say my,
would you eat it?
Yeah. I think I would. My Chinese family growing up like made a big deal about me never refusing to try things, like no matter what they are.
Yeah.
So I feel like in my head, it's wired as like a good boy thing to to be a good boy and try everything offered to me. But
yeah.
I'm sure I'm unusual in that way. And also, I've definitely, for the record, tried lots of things I hated. Like it doesn't mean that I like everything.
Yeah,
sure.
That I've tried.
Sure, sure.
Sea cucumber is probably my least favorite. Sure, I'll try that and then go, maybe I should stop saying yes to everything.
Maybe I should say no. What did it taste like?
Just, you know, all the like criteria you have for like texture, taste, aroma, how long the flavor stays around and how complex it is. It just was bad in all of those categories to me.
Yeah,
so
right.
It was just plug in all your least favorite answers for all those categories. And that's what it was like for me.
Yeah. This one's just focused and cruel. Not cruel, but like I know it's two things you guys have done, but I'm gonna say it anyway.
Okay, sure.
Never have I ever stepped foot on mainland Asia.
Okay, that's not cruel. It's fine.
Yeah. Sorry, it's
cruel if it like we're also embarrassed about it or something.
No.
Well, mainland technically, because like China is the main mainland, because Korea is kind of not
Korea's connected directly to China
by land, at least. I've been to only the Philippines, right. And that's instead of islands.
Well, if you don't include North Korea,
we are not
treat that as water.
Sure,
we are
sure,
an
sure.
I actually don't know what Korean people prefer from a global perspective. They probably don't like when people refer to Korea as both South and North Korea. That's probably bad.
When they're talking about Korea.
I said Korea is connected to China, which is only true if you include North Korea in the phrase Korea.
Yeah.
And Daniel, you should ask your family what they think of that and let me know if I'm canceled or not.
Like whether we consider North Korea as part of Korea.
And whether or not I should be canceled for doing so.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be canceled because the whole policy that South Korea has had from the beginning is if you cross over from the DMZ, you are a Korean resident or So you are allowed like refuge in South Korea.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So I'm uncanceled.
Yeah.
Speaking of canceled, uncanceled, I'm going to do something. I'm going to bring up something that I never am interested in talking about normally.
Okay.
YouTuber drama or beef between, not beef, I guess, but just straight up drama. So
okay.
I, as a YouTube watcher, am sort of like in the video essay sphere.
Yeah.
Where my gateway drug was people intelligently talking about their takes on popular shows and films that I like, right? And then that eased me into philosophy and more academic stuff and then more critical analysis of culture as a whole, which is very much how that pipeline works, right?
Yeah.
And in that space, it's a very queer space. So there's a lot of creators and sort of almost authority figures in that space because they're flagship channels in that space. So there's a big representation of LGBT plus creators, and there was one that was really growing in popularity and beginning to dominate that space, to where if you wanted to look up video essays from people on that side of YouTube, you'd almost always get recommended his videos first and foremost.
Sure.
Okay. And his name is his name is he's kind of career dead. Name is James Summerton, and he would do critical analysis videos.
We're both looking him up now.
I know.
Go for it, go look him up, I don't even care. He would do queer analysis of I'm just making stuff up, but The Hunger Games or something like that, right? Like an intelligent, well thought out, well written essay talking about the subtextual queer dynamics in popular shows and TV or whatever. And I've even watched videos of his. They were a little on the boring side in my personal opinion, but they were still entertaining and often had really juicy subject matter. And one of the most popular people in this space, a channel called H Bomber Guy, he made a 4-hour YouTube video.
Oh my god.
Hey there, did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Which is way longer than his other stuff and way longer than anyone should ethically be doing. It's basically a 4-hour call out almost of popular YouTube channels that have not yet been canceled for rampant plagiarism. James Summerton, among a couple of other creators, are revealed in this video to have become so dominant because they're basically able to content mill. For those who don't know, the YouTube algorithm and all the algorithms greatly privilege consistent and rapid posting. So if you're coming out with an ungodly amount of watchable video minutes, the algorithm is going to declare you the winner of that kind of content and constantly show your content to anyone who might be interested in that category, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with video essays is that they take a shitload of time to research and write if you want to post one that's worth anything, right?
Not if you're stealing them.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So right.
Yeah.
H Bomber Guy is really popular and he makes brilliant stuff, but he posts like a video a year, you know?
Oh.
And like it's just how long it takes to like do that volume, to do like a 2-hour video, self-produced more or less, with like personal research and writing and recording and editing and restructuring and and I didn't know this about James Summerton, but he was like posting like 3 2-hour essays a week almost. Like he was like just churning out content at this ungodly pace, and was like, that's how YouTube was starting to reward him more and more above all the other people in this sphere. So if you like Google like analysis of like queer coding in Disney films or something, like the first 5 results are all gonna be one creator, you know? And it turned out that he was just plagiarizing almost 100% of what he's making. Like, he's just like reading other people's essays out loud and presenting them as his own creative content and ripping people off completely shamelessly. There's like another channel called Illuminati. I think naughty is spelled like naughty. Like she was doing like current events, like semi deep dives, like basically like if something was juicy and in the headlines, she'd like make a video essay that seems thoroughly researched, doing like a how like a in case you missed it, like here's this whole story.
Yeah.
You know? And like she is a plagiarist as well, it turns out, and her content's very popular because she's posting like a 30-minute deep dive video on a topic that's culturally relevant like 4 to 5 times a week. Again, completely impossible once you actually like look at how many videos she makes.
Right.
And yeah, it turns out all she does is like watch documentaries, write them down verbatim, and just say them.
Oh wow.
With no changes or anything.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And it's just interesting that YouTube A rewards this exact kind of behavior extremely intensely.
Yeah.
And then B, isn't it juicy as hell? These channels are like probably dead now, right? Like
they've been losing
subscribers and Patreon stuff, and there's all this drama because like particularly with James Summerton, it's really fucked up to do that in a queer space, especially when he's stealing from other queer writers while complaining about queer erasure.
You know, right.
Not to sound overly like dramatic, but like if some heads start falling, that's juicy as fuck. You know,
Mason becomes like a YouTube drama expert. He's just like, what if I
become a drama essayist and I just force Danny out of the channel because I'm like, this week I'm destroying the career of this person.
I'll
watch that. I think that'd be wildly popular.
A channel called Career Destruction.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Hi, I'm Mason and I'm attempting to destroy a new career every week.
Jeff Bezos.
Everyone knows
he's evil anyway.
You know what else is impressive is speaking with only one syllable per word.
Whoa. Is that impressive?
I think if you can do it well, like for example, this game that I've introduced to you guys before that we're going to play is called Caveman Concepts.
This
was an inspiration from the board game Poetry for Neanderthals, which is essentially the same sort of thing where you have to try and get your like teammates
to guess. Look
at Danny
citing his sources.
I was like, I heavily inspired by a board game to just do it on a podcast. I'm also not like financially benefiting
from plagiarism for Danny.
My roommate Michael, who I mentioned before, is weirdly very, very good at playing that game because he can like think of full sentences really quickly that are all one syllable, one syllable words.
Too smart.
And people would be like, how does he do it? Oh, you know. Anyway, I wanted to play another Caveman Concepts, but this time it is a celebrity and or character edition.
In this you're the orator, right?
Yes.
So like Danny's trying to get me and Daniel to guess what like word or thing or person he's talking about only through saying one syllable words.
Yes. So I have to describe these people in only one syllable words, and whoever I guess just gets it first wins.
Okay.
All right, so first one should be pretty easy. It's guy who jumps in pipes with bro.
Mario.
Tall one though.
Oh, Luigi.
Yeah, wears green. Yeah. All right. Sea girl with fins who wants life of
Ariel.
Girl. Oh, okay. Yep. Sea girl with fins who wants life of girl on land. Has mean dad. Triton. That was fast, Daniel. Damn. Tall elf who now lives in big town.
Oh, Elf. Buddy, oh, Buddy.
Buddy the Elf?
Yeah, yeah. Buddy the Elf. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who lives in Big Town where he tries to find real dad.
Nice.
He does not know how to be calm or sane.
Good, good.
Yeah, yeah. She sings so well. Voice of God's friends in white, but as real girl.
What? What happened? Where am I? Who's there?
Yeah, this one's very general. Also,
again.
I tried.
Sings really well.
She sings songs, or she sings so well. Voice of God's friends in white, but as real girl. Sings songs for when heart breaks and need cry.
Adele.
Adele is correct.
No
actually.
Way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, really?
That yeah. was actually
what is,
Adele?
What is the God white thing?
Oh, it was literally just me saying she has a voice of an angel, but in a stupid
oh.
way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, man.
I was like, this bit is of a such weird
yeah.
lore.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. Voice of God's friends in white.
Wow.
Yeah. But as real girl. And then the last one I was going to say, in case you guys didn't get it, is sings tons in Sin Town right now.
In Vegas.
She has yeah. a Vegas residency right now. Yeah, yeah. yeah. Sin Town, because you can't say Sin yeah. City. Yeah, yeah. yeah. But yeah, that's Adele. I know, Daniel. Sorry, I threw you for a bit of a loop there.
I mean, I didn't think I was going to get that from that
I know,
guess.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here we go. Man who goes arg, but has...
Jack Sparrow.
No, but has squid face.
Oh, Davy Jones.
Oh, Davy Jones.
Davy Jones, that is correct. Yeah, yeah, but has squid face. Runs ship with crew of dead and damned.
He's yeah. played by Bill Nighy, right?
Yeah, he is, and it's insane. Cause...
Science guy he?
Yeah.
The science guy he, yes.
Bill Nighy, the science guy.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
exactly, Daniel, yes.
Yeah, but yeah, it's crazy because he doesn't look anything like him, which is, they did the visual effect, the special effects and visual effects in that are incredible still.
I know, it's crazy how much Davy Jones looks like Bill Nighy. Yeah.
Science yeah. rules.
Science does rule. Okay, guy who is so good at sport with bat and ball.
Ichiro.
He may get paid a lot this...
Shohei Ohtani.
It is Shohei Ohtani.
Ah, no!
I knew Daniel knows who that is, at least. But,
I know who that
yeah.
is, yeah.
Yeah, he may get paid a lot this year. Best guy at sport we've seen.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because he's probably the best to ever do it on both sides, at least. You know, or be the best two-way player.
Mm.
But, yeah. That's Shohei. I really want him to sign with the Dodgers.
He's a superhero, dude.
He is a superhero. Okay. This one's fun. Girl who tells you to buy thing for safe car and home.
The QVS lady.
Oh, wait, oh no. She's no. The, it's Flo from Progressive.
Oh.
It is. This is Flo. Yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah. I didn't yeah. know how to describe insurance in one syllable words.
No, that's
yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Buy thing for safe car and home. Mm. And then the next sentence is just all she does. and then... thing helps pay if car or home gets hurt.
Yeah.
known for hair and vibe is what I was gonna say. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Flo the progressive lady.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think she's ever gonna do anything else, or do you think her just it's like?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because A, because she's made so much money, and B, because she's so iconic now. That's about it. That's like the thing she's gonna be in.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I could imagine that financially she probably doesn't need to do anything else.
No, of course not.
But. I could imagine if she
can't
has
be in like movies know. Though, right?
I mean, if try. She looks, if she looks drastically different, then yeah,
it's gonna be like, oh, have you seen that horror movie where Flo from Progressive is the murderer?
I mean, honestly, I think that would
it.
Actually,
yeah, right.
I think that'd be a great casting decision that for the sake
be,
of marketing.
But,
yeah.
but I wonder if like she finds that like depressing or uncomfortable that like the only way she'd be hired for a movie, which is probably roughly her original aspiration,
yeah,
is that like it's a stunt by the film to like yeah, sell yeah. tickets.
Yeah, but I think she
although
might need,
now
yeah.
I just pitched a movie that I now want to make, so
yeah, yeah,
we'll see.
I think that I feel like she would like you'd kind of have to do that to get your foot in the door, though. I think if you like do well in this like first movie, people be like, oh no, she's just like no longer Flo the progressive lady. She's
yeah.
an actress that we think of as other things as well.
Like, but, yeah, it also kind of depends on the angle you want to go as the movie maker. Because like part of me is like, oh, it'd be cool to make like the villain like interesting and like it's a good yeah. movie. But it also yeah. could be funny if she's just basically Godzilla, just like mindlessly destroying everything. And there's no character depth at all.
Flo-Zilla.
I like that. Yeah. Okay, two more. This one's very short. He rides thing with wheels through mall.
Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah, yeah, it's Paul Blart.
Paul Blart Mall Blart.
Yeah, Paul Blart Mall Cop. Yeah, he rides thing with wheels through mall. yeah, very silly. Last one. This is very topical in the political sphere.
Ooh. Donald Trump.
No.
George Santos.
Literally, it's George Santos. Yeah. I was going to say.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's literally George Santos.
Jesus Christ.
So it's he spent their cash on wrong things like face fix and porn site and got fired.
Yes.
Oh.
Not in big group that leads no more.
No.
Lies a lot. Yeah, yeah.
Daniel, do you know who George Santos is?
I don't know who that is.
Oh,
he's,
yeah.
He's like, he got expelled from Congress, which is like rare to do something so bad.
Yeah, he's like the fourth person in history.
Oh, I think I remember hearing about him. Wasn't he in like Florida or something? Or Georgia? Or no?
No, I think he's in New York.
Yeah, he's from New York.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah.
But, like, all you need to know is that he is like, everything he's ever said is a lie, and he's like deeply insane. Like, there's something very pathologically wrong with this person. He's like lied about so many things that make no sense to lie about. And
yeah,
I guess eventually they just thought he was such a pest that he can't be in Congress anymore.
Yeah.
He also probably didn't bring any positive value to the table, so expelling him had like no consequences. So they're just like, get out of here, dude.
Yeah. He also, the biggest thing that I think he got in trouble for most recently is that people kind of found out that he ended up spending like donor money on things like buying himself nice shit and getting Botox. And also, I guess he put it towards OnlyFans like subscriptions.
Yeah.
which like is a little bit of like, oh my Lord. Not that you can't subscribe to an OnlyFans, but that you use donor money towards your campaign to do that is pretty insane.
And very much the insanity of his lies, like when questioned about it, he wasn't like, oh, I didn't do that, or that was an accident. He's like, I've never heard of OnlyFans. I don't even know.
Who are you? Who am I?
Yeah.
Who am I?
It's very like, why would this be your response?
It's insane to say you've never heard of OnlyFans as a response.
Proof that you've been subscribing to it for like a long time.
He just needs to keep the edge off, you know, like he's got to stay sharp for his campaign, and that's why he needed it for his
right
campaign.
You should see me what happens when I can't watch porn.
And then like he also I think lied about like his there's like no evidence that he says that like one of his grandparents like survived the Holocaust or whatever, but there's like no evidence to suggest he's even Jewish or like anything. Yeah.
Well,
he said
I
think he said his mom died in 9/11, and that's just completely not true.
That too.
At all.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
A completely insane thing to lie about.
Yeah. I mean, it just sounds like he's literally trying to like tie a family member to every major tragedy.
I could say that my grandparents survived 9/11 or not 9/11, right. The Holocaust because
they didn't, they weren't in it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not untrue.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah. But he's definitely claimed that
he died in 9/11 thing.
Yeah. That one's a little bit harder. Yeah, yeah. You're going to have to give me a minute for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said the whole like I'm Jewish, you know, sort of thing.
Oh boy.
But there's no genealogy in his like lineage to suggest that he's at all Jewish.
Yeah, and that was his backpedal. He's like, I said I'm Jewish. They're like, you're not Jewish. He's like, oh no, I meant that I'm Jewish. Like,
his
sort
like
of
mom's
Jewish.
From
they're like, but what if you're also not sort of Jewish? And then he was like, my mom died in 9/11.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that's George Santos, and that's the end of Caveman Concepts.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you.
Yeah. Obviously, not particularly difficult. I think typically, I you know, other than I guess she sings so well, voice of God's friends in white.
That one was going to be very hard if I didn't randomly get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just sniped Adele out of nowhere. Yeah. But yeah, and with that is also the end of the Threesis podcast for this week.
That's right. Thank you for listening, kids. Enjoy that you will never listen as much as two of our listeners do in particular.
Oh, yes.
And
Depressed Ravenclaw and Isabel Dingus.
Yes, and next time you write something, make sure it's plagiarized. That way you'll get really big on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Daniel, is there anything you'd like to say?
I love you. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!